in the whole Haiti, my village, the best pineapples come from my village, from Lazil. They call them Anana Pen Suc. They have several types of pineapple. They call them ananas in Anana in French or Haitian Creole. And we have the best pineapple.
Really?
Yes.
Really? But you couldn't bring that back on the airplane?
No. No. Customs, they don't want you to bring agricultural product. And I understand, because we want the crops here to be protected.
Mm-hmm. What about mangoes?
Mangoes, we have the best mangoes too. And when you go to the store, a lot of time you'll see the Haitian, you'll hear Haitian mangoes, because we have the best mangoes too.
In the stores here, I don't stores, see very many well, from Haiti.
You hardly ever find it because they're so expensive. Yes, but people, Haitian mangoes are very common, you know, very well known here in the States, or in the United States for that matter. You know, we have some of the best mangoes. Mm. Yes.
Any other fruit that's especially known in Haiti that's used a lot, that's eaten a lot?
Well, avocados. We have a variety of fruits in Haiti. Avocados, we eat, we have lots of types of avocados. Whenever I'm buying avocados, it's Hass avocados. We have them in Haiti, but they're not called Hass avocado, and they're bigger, too.
How do you spell Hass avocados?
No, Hass, here, H-A-A-S. I think it's a brand name.
Oh, I don't know it. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
It's a brand name here, but we don't call Hass it Hass avocados. Yes. Uh-huh. We have some of the best avocados. Oh, my goodness. I'm the endless amount of so many different types of avocados, big, mediums. You haven't seen avocados. You don't see avocados. We don't see avocados in the United States. This is nothing compared to the amount of avocados. And you know we have, palm trees. You've seen all the, coconut. Coconut.
Oh, coconuts.
Coconut. I mean, Haiti has. In our backyard, where I was growing up, we had 52 coconut trees. Just in our backyard. And by the way, what our umbilical cord, when we were growing up in Haiti, my mother, my parents, they buried our umbilical cord with a coconut tree. So all of our umbilical cords, were stem, from the trees, because they would plant whenever, our umbilical cord, when a baby is born, the umbilical cord, they had to do something with it. It was, I guess it's tradition in Haiti. So our parents would plant a coconut, and then under that coconut, they would bury our umbilical cord.